Heavy rains have delayed the 2016 wheat harvest in Oklahoma. The season is ending late, but the yield could be better than recent years. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, many farmers are still making up losses from a drought that climatologists warn could be returning.
It's a hot, dry, and relatively windless day near Altus in southwest Oklahoma. 8 to 11 inches of rain has fallen in the area over the last few weeks.
Ground's black wet.
And Fred Schmidt is on his cell phone, trying to keep large trucks and tractor trailers off his field.
Well, I think we can just park it along the road and make them deal with it when they come by.
Heavy vehicles plus soggy soil equals rock-hard compacted dirt that won't grow wheat. The amount of rainfall is crucial for Oklahoma wheat farmers like the Schmidt family, but the timing of the rain is a big factor too.
So, you know, this crop has gone through a nice condition to start, got too wet, got too dry, and then is finished off way too wet.
Schmidt says it's probably too wet for the team of combines whining and whirring in this field. But he's happy there's actually some wheat to harvest. The forecast calls for a break in the wet weather, and in Oklahoma, you have to make hay and wheat while the sun shines.
David
Marburger is a small grains extension specialist at Oklahoma State University.
You said you're in a wheat field right now?
Yep, we are near Walters, Oklahoma.
That's about 80 miles east of Altus and the Schmidt Farm in south central Oklahoma.
So as you look out across the field, you're going to see kind of like a golden color, and the heads on the wheat are going to be kinked over a little bit, and that's telling us that the wheat plant, it's ready to be harvested.
The wheat is ready for harvest. Just as important, most of the fields are dry enough to harvest. It's too early to say for sure, but Marburger is optimistic Oklahoma's total haul will be better than last year's.
Well, we're seeing a lot of combines rolling around, which is really good.
Back near Altus, Fred Schmidt and his brother Wayne are watching a combine start work on a new section. They're also keeping a watchful eye out for that tractor-trailer driver they're trying to keep off the wet field.
So we don't want that semi in there because the ground's too wet. We want him to park it out here on the pavement and come out to it.
Down the road, Wayne squats, grabs a handful of soil, and squeezes.
But yeah, it's pretty soft still. You know, that's really way muddier than what we would like. You know, we'd normally like to that just crumble.
I met the Schmidt brothers in this same field 2 years ago during a drought that wiped out wheat crops statewide. On average, Oklahoma produces about 100 million bushels of wheat a year. In 2014, the total was less than half that. Things improved in 2015, but like this year, the rains were too much, too late for a lot of farmers, like the Schmidts.
I'm not sure, Joe, that you're a welcome sight, because ever since you've been coming down here, we've had issues.
The weather in this field in southwestern Oklahoma is tied to the temperature of the water in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Climatologists are concerned that those temperature patterns are setting up to look a lot like they did in 2010, when the most recent drought started. Fred and Wayne cringe as a worker towing a grain cart with a large tractor races across their wet, spongy field.
He's a killer on the field. That's a killer on the field.
If they had to choose, the Schmidts would take flooded pastures over drought. The damage from the heavy vehicles will linger for years, but it's worth it. That tractor sped by because the combine needed to unload again.
Well, I think Craig's coming up right there and he's full.
Well, that's a good thing.
Fred and Wayne Schmidt are focused on the wheat harvest and haven't paid too much attention to early warnings from scientists about drought on the horizon. But when this year's harvest is over, the brothers say they're going to diversify by planting a field of guar, a legume that's very drought tolerant. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on drought, agriculture, and the environment, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.